You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're talking about Satan's attack on families. And in starting that out, I really need to talk about one of the most effective ways that he kills people. That's really attacking families, is he kills them. And he does that with Big Pharma and also the industrial medical complex. Now, I am giving this show today under my First Amendment rights. I am educating everybody. I am not giving medical advice. I got to say that or they're going to come after me and try and put me in jail. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So this is my freedom of speech and I'm educating. I am not giving medical advice. Oh, you got to be licensed. You got to have permission from the government to do something that's otherwise illegal. Hence, a licensed doctor, and that doctor can only follow the party line. Now, I have doctors that I talk to personally, and, we talk about things that they can't talk to their patients about because they would lose their license and they'd lock them up and throw them in jail. So the Illuminati, with Rockefellers, and they took over the industrial medical complex, and they make billions and billions of dollars off of it by murdering people. They cut, burn, and poison them. If you have cancer, you're starving to death. Now, you might have all kinds of calories, and you might be overweight from eating GMO junk food and violating God's laws, but your body nutritionally is starving, and it's disease is in a state of disarray and confusion, and the body is falling apart. So one of the things that we got to do is we got to get back to what the Bible says, back to what God's law is. No more GMOs, no more genetically modified foods with salmon genes into tomatoes and all of their wacko crazy stuff. Basically, if God created it and it doesn't involve chemicals and gene altering GMO, it's real food. It's real food. So if you're consuming something that God created, it's healthy. If you're consuming some highly processed, man-made thing, it's killing you and you're starving to death and disease is right around the corner. So start obeying God and tell Satan to take that food and shove it. You don't want it. Vote with your money. The stores are carrying things that are supposedly organic. At least they label them that, even though they cheat like crazy. Sort of like the Democrats in the elections. They cheat like hell. So do the food companies. But it's about as close as you can do other than growing it in your own backyard. And the government certainly doesn't want you to do that. So, first step, get back to eating the things the way that God says to eat them. And start healing your body, feeding it nutritionally so that it can recover. God made us to be able to do that. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.